I found a listing on Wikipedia of songs that are about Elliott Smith or inspired by Elliott Smith. And I thought that might be kind of a cool thing to play. But before I do that, just for anyone not in the know, I figured, well, I should really introduce Elliott Smith first. And coincidentally, right as I was having the idea for this show, there's a guy named Mayank. I hope I'm saying your name right. But I'm North American and culturally insensitive. He's a guy from India who started doing a podcast similar to Ham Radio. Talks about his thoughts, plays some songs. And he just recently did a show with a bunch of Elliott Smith songs in it. So I thought this would be like a cool, double duty. On the one hand, he can do the job of kind of explaining a bit about who Elliott Smith is instead of me. And I can also kind of showcase the most multicultural ham radio style show ever. I mean, India, man. That's fucking... I guess, if I wanted to get technical, maybe Australia's further away. But not in a, you know, cultural sense. I don't know how many miles anything is away. I could be, I don't know, maybe it is the farthest. It's cool, though. It's cool to just, you know, get a little glimpse into, here's what it's like to live in India. That's part of what I like about this type of show, is just getting these little insights into someone's life. So, here is an excerpt from Mayank's podcast, which is called My Musical Diary, and you can find a link from the Ham Radio Libsyn page. Just go to Keith Courage Podcast. It's over on the right. You can find a link to his stuff.
This is my first morning show and my third episode. There's some morning ambient sound in the background as I go for a walk near my home. You can see the sound of cars rolling by. And this is also the second time in the past month I haven't slept all night. And for the second time, staying awake all night was not my intention. But as the events of the night unfolded, I could not sleep. For better or for worse, good part was that I'm awake at this time, but I'm already sleeping way past 11. And the bad part was that my health will take a toll, because I've been sleeping at around 4 o'clock for like last 2 months. But the repercussions, I'm not feeling any of them right now. Feeling perfectly fine, fresh. And I discovered some new music in the past few weeks. Also, a shout out to McNally. Thank you, McNally, for posting the link to my show on your website, keithcourage.com. That was nice of you. And also, thanks to McNally, I discovered Elliott Smith. Using the magic of the internet, I searched for Elliott Smith discography, and I have every song he ever made. It is fucking 20 hours of music, which I'm playing, which I have been playing all night in my room. That's what I do, listen to Elliott Smith all night. And I haven't heard a single bad song from that guy. He's fucking amazing.
Cross this sick eye. concerns is what's the matter, man. And you think I ought to shake your motherfucking hand. How much you care, don't be cross, this sick I want. I've seen the boss blink on and
now, what the hell was I doing last night? I was talking on the phone. I was talking to a very sweet girl that I met 6 months ago. We hit off very well. I was talking to her. I talked to her like 3 hours straight. And that's what really made me think of doing another show, because there's so much going through my head. It's kind of difficult to collect my thoughts, and what better way than to record them with some beautiful music. So the conversation that I had with her was about how life fucks you when you least expect it, how when things are so fucking terrible you don't believe it's happening to you, you just think that it's all a dream, that this cannot be happening to me, this will somehow go away. But she is a very, very strong girl, and she came out of a terrible, terrible time in the last 1 year. What happened to her was a life-threatening disease, jaundice, hepatitis of the severest form, and she battled it, couldn't give her exams. Now she's raring to go, take on life with a hell lot of positive attitude. Also, the moments when we feel at the lowest, at our depressing worst, are also the moment when the people we love don't really come to support us. It's like we're expecting too much, and fuck me for being too philosophical, but that's what's going through my head. I don't care. I'll throw in some songs so that you can bear this podcast. But right now, this is what I'm feeling, and this is what I want to get out. So she was feeling amazingly depressed, the worst of her life. She couldn't believe it was happening to her. And best friends, all her best friends, left her. No one was there by her side. She even stopped talking to her parents. She wanted to be alone. She couldn't see a single positive thing in her life. She had almost come back from death. And what she tells me now is that she still gets shivers thinking of what happened to her. But she's stronger than ever.
Someone found the future as a statue in a fountain, and attention looking backward in a pool of water. Wishes with a blue songbird on his shoulder, who keeps singing over everything. Everything means nothing to me. Everything means nothing to me. Everything means nothing to me.
Now, in my 19 years of existence on this earth, and my 19 years were completed on 18th of June, very, very recently, so I had my birthday. I'm going to talk about it hopefully as well. In my 19 years of existence, I haven't had the chance to get a depression or to be hit by something that is so, that makes me feel so hopeless. But, you know, I'm just a kid, still learning the rules, still figuring out what the fuck do I want to do. And talking to her, it kind of made me feel strong. The energy, the amazing strength, it just rubs off so well. And feeling all fresh and chirpy and good and strong and philosophical, I feel like listening to a song by Elliott Smith. So I'll just shut up and let the music play.
Someone's always coming around here, trailing some new kill. Says I seen your picture on a $100 bill. What's a game? A chance to hear him as Picking up the ticket shows there's money to be made. Go on, lose the gamble, that's the history of the trade. That you add up all the cards left to play to zero and sign up. Don't start me trying now. Cause I'm all over it, Angela. I can make you satisfied in everything you do. All your secret wishes could right now be coming true. Be forever with my poison arms around you. No one's gonna fool around with us. No one's gonna fool around with us. So glad to meet you.
So the story in a nutshell about Elliot Smith is I had never heard of the guy until he killed himself. Basically, he made all this really pretty, largely kind of depressing music that he would describe sort of the way, if anyone has ever read the comics of Chris Ware, he does Acme Novelty Library. And Acme Novelty Library is always, it's a really well done book, but it's always described as like downbeat and kind of like depressing and sullen. And I remember in an interview, Chris Ware was kind of confused by that. He's like, I don't really understand why everyone always describes my comic like this, because I really try hard to infuse every single panel with like as much emotion as I can. And he's not wrong, but it's a really melancholy feeling that you get from it. And I think Elliot Smith was the same way. I think I remember reading somewhere that he, you know, he didn't necessarily agree with everyone's interpretation that his music was so downbeat. And apparently he himself, as a guy, was always cracking jokes, playing basketball, just a really fun dude to hang out with. But he eventually just continued to have more and more bad days and get more and more into drugs. And he stabbed himself in the chest with a knife, which is one hell of a dramatic fucking Shakespeare fucking suicide if there ever was one. So, I was going to play these songs and see if I could, like, find some info about each one, you know, look them up online, see what kind of little tidbits I could come up with, and I couldn't really come up with much. Most people didn't really explain exactly what, more specifically, what these songs were about. They, I guess, just kind of let the songs stand on their own. And some of these are very clearly about Elliot Smith, and some of them are very abstract and may not actually be about Elliot Smith at all, because I ran the gamut. I went from this, like, Wikipedia page that I can only assume has got good reason for listing these, and did some more searching to, even if some of these it's like might be one person on a message board just saying like, this song always made me think of Elliot Smith, whether it's about him or not. So these kind of run the gamut, but I'm going to warn you that I'm just going to play them. I'm just going to play them in a big mass, just a nice playlist. It's going to be about an hour's worth of music, a little more maybe, and a lot of these songs are really good, but I gotta warn you that listening to this many songs in a row that all share a sort of general theme of good people dying before they should have died, you know, dying young, dying before their time, putting an end to their tragic lives, it might get you down a little bit, you know? I definitely felt myself starting to fucking fall underneath the waves, however you want to describe it, of just like, whew, you know, this is getting a little fucking heavy. But I'm going to start with a song I had never heard before and a song I've heard a shit ton of times. The first one I'm going to play, it's by a band called Early Mart from their first album, Treble and Tremble, and it's a song called Heaven Adores You. Apparently it was their first single. And listening through these songs a couple of times, this one really stood out to me. It's kind of Elliott Smith-like, and it's just a really, really good song. It really will stick in your head. And then the second tune I'm going to play is Ben Folds has this song called Late that is very deliberately about Elliott Smith. And this one really used to get me, because when I used to work in a projection booth in a movie theater, you're up in that booth all by yourself for hours and hours a day, and it can really kind of, if you're having a bad day already, the weird isolation of it can really start to, it's just like if you're sleep deprived and you're isolated, and just it's easy for things to hit you harder and to just kind of mess with your head. And I remember just sometimes listening to this song, and it's just like crushing, man. It's just brutal. It's like someone just took a brick and fucking dropped it on your heart. It's just harsh. But I don't mean to fucking make all these sound like they're going to be dreary fest. This is these are all really cool songs, which is why I'm playing them. So here's the playlist of songs about or for or that just reminded some random person somewhere on the internet of Elliott Smith, starting with Early Mart, Heaven Adores You.
On a dirty wall, take out by myself. I played the shows, got back in the van and put the Walkman on, and you were playing some other dive a thousand miles away. I played a thousand times before, and like pathetic stars, the truck stops and the rock club walls, I always knew you saw them too, but you never will again. It's too late. Don't you know it's been too late for a long time? Elliot, man, you played a fine guitar and some dirty basketball. Songs you wrote got me through a lot. Just wanna tell you that, but it's too late. It's too late. No, don't you know it's been too late for a long time. Oh no, things were looking up, at least that's what I heard. Oh no, someone came and washed away your hard-earned peace of mind. Desperate static beats the silence up. A quiet truth to calm you down. The songs you wrote got me through a lot. Just wanna tell you that. But it's too.
Thank you. some Sunday, and I'll blow you a kiss from the south wind, and I'll blow you a kiss from the south wind. Your hands are tied by the wind. Your hands are tied by the wind. Oh, what you can't catch,
that day I was in a cabin far away. song for Elliot.
Thank you.
So there's nothing to fix. and now we've forgotten. And we've sold our blue skies, but there's nothing to say.
Change my life. cuts his eyes, looks away from the door that walked in. You will know it will go down in history how sweet he was to you and all the others. So hand it over, 'cause we don't own it. It's in the
Souls of the lost kids are saved. And I today's the day I realized that I could be loved. It echoed through the park last night. He wasn't our son. He belonged to everyone. And this loss isn't good enough for sorrow or inspiration. It's such a loss for the good guys afraid of this life that it just is. 'Cause everybody dies. She said it was in the singing and the strumming. Oh, man.
Deep space.